Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Parenting can be terrifying, frustrating, maddening, but it can also be wonderful and joyful and life-affirming. Those moments when your kids take your breath away, I'm kind of getting chills even thinking about it because I've had those moments very often recently, and I know I'm blessed. And we're talking about when parenting exceeds your expectations. My guest is Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. She is the author of Mama Doc Medicine and a board-certified pediatrician spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Swanson. You wrote about this in your book. When you wrote about it, what were you kind of thinking?
Well, you know, I think we get stuck in the doldrums, right? Particularly when we're raising our young children that really require so much of our time, so much of our kind of patrol. You know, the toddler years are just exhausting. I often talk to families about it being in the soup. You know, you're just kind of stuck in the soup. And, you know, they're beautiful moments, but we spend a lot of time talking about work-life balance and all the complexities and challenges. And I wrote about a day where I kind of described surfacing, you know, kind of bobbing up after feeling really submerged in that soup. And these moments that come, I mean, I think the magic, of course, that we know once we have our children is that often the most magical, the most spiritual, the poetry of parenthood comes in a really unexpected moment. So it isn't the time that you've planned, you know, your picnic for 2 weeks or the time where, you know, you've got a family meal or your daughter's wearing her best shoes. I mean, it really tends to be something will take you by surprise. I remember talking with a colleague and pediatrician who, you know, we were having a conversation about work-life balance and the challenge, and she said, you know what I'm enjoying the most right now? I'm just enjoying serving my kids strawberries, you know, standing at the kitchen counter with the sunlight streaming in and looking at them. Or I was thinking about, I sent out a tweet last week about, I was standing, my husband was traveling, it was kind of a rigorous week, I had a bad sinus infection, I wasn't feeling good, and all of a sudden, in the middle of a random moment, my five-year-old looked up at me and he said, I love you, Mommy. And I was like, what? You know, where did that come from? And is that perhaps one of the most magical things? And I think, you know, what can be, you know, of course, what is most valuable in our lives? There's just no question. We know this from rich data about happiness and quality of life scores. The things that are most valuable in our lives are completely non-material, and they tend to happen unexpectedly. So when I wrote about it in the book, I was writing about a night where my son got a new game, Mastermind, which is a board game, and all of a sudden we found ourselves, the four of us, just lying in the middle of the hardwood floor playing this Mastermind game, giggling and laughing and trying to beat each other at this board game. And however kind of Pollyanna that sounds, you know, there was a wave that washed over me of great mindfulness. There was nothing in the world that I could believe that would ever beat that out, that, you know, there are these moments of intimacy with young children, with teenagers that I hear about from parents, that absolutely sweep us off our feet, which is just the connection of knowing and loving someone and witnessing a new moment together without the distractions and kind of suffering of our daily lives. And this, you know, this is just, it is the poetry, but it's also kind of the sustenance that really is so a part of the innate reality that we'll do anything for our kids. And I think these peppered moments of, gosh, taking the time to just let them happen. You know, and when I'm talking with families, I often will talk about these moments if I'm counseling a family through a really hard time of, you know, are there a couple days this week that you can allow for something spontaneous to happen? You know, we get so overscheduled that I think sometimes these incredible poetic moments become less frequent, or we maybe just have less bandwidth to really appreciate them. And somehow we have to really fiercely protect, you know, allowing for spontaneity. Because so
we
often
do. I think also, Dr. Swanson, that we have to recognize those times when they come. And we just, you know, took our kids to Europe, and there were so many of those times when both kids, even my teenage son, would say that I love you, or we were talking to each other about things in history and things that mattered, and it takes your breath away. Tell parents how to recognize those times, how to kind of wind down and give yourself the chance to experience those times as you say, we have such hectic lives and such busy schedules. How do we get our children and ourselves to be in that moment and enjoy that time?
We have to police ourselves in some ways, and however trite it sounds, it is in part about how we're using devices and how we're multitasking and how our work lives are requiring that, our social lives are requiring that, our social networks are pinging us. I mean, I think some of the most magical times I can have is, like, really when I leave my cell phone at home, when I go to the t-ball game and I force myself to leave the cell phone in the car, when I sit strategically at the game. So last night at one point, my son was coming up to bat, and I moved over. I was chatting with some really lovely parent friends, and I realized, no, you know, I really want to take in, however silly that sounds, I want to take in my seven-year-old going up to bat. So I walked over to the other side of the bleachers, and I sat down where no one else was sitting, and I just was able to look right at him, take it all in, look at his little ankles move as he was trying to get ready for that pitch, and really drill into it. And I think, you know, we are going to have to fight in an eagerly digital world that is only getting more and more complex to regain what is so beautiful about being human, and that is being with the people that we love, you know, making time for self-care and really thinking strategically. How can I compartmentalize my time with my kids while they're home with me before they're adults so that I can really kind of breathe in and become intoxicated in this incredible journey in life, which is the greatest joy, the opportunity to mentor, support, and bear witness to our children growing up. And I think it's really, we have to be really strict with ourselves, and it can sound so corny, and it can seem so egregious to try to have to kind of control yourself, but I think we know very clearly now, it's really hard on our own to control not wanting to answer the buzz or the beep or be on call for everybody in our lives. And at some point, we just get to bear witness to the greatest gift. And
bearing witness also means, I think, not always taking pictures of everything. Sometimes, instead of taking a picture, and we have people tell us this sometimes, just be in the moment and enjoy that moment and let the picture be something you think of in your head, you know, because I think that that is also important. And I think your information about devices, put them down. When we were in Europe, we didn't have any. None of us did, and it made the time we could walk hand in hand. We actually, all four of us, walked hand in hand, and it was just, like you say, it sounds corny, but wow, it really, it gives you that feeling like, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what life is truly about. So we have about a minute left. Give parents your best advice for getting to that point, Dr. Swanson, that you felt and that I have felt, that they can just really give themselves chills because they know this is the time that it's supposed
to
be.
Well, I think, you know, our lives will always feel very hectic when we're raising our children. And one thing I love to think about is what I call a sigh breath. So right before I walk into an exam room with a patient or family, sometimes I take about a 5 to 15 second pause and I just look at the door and kind of regroup. Take a sigh breath through your day. When you feel really overwhelmed, what is it that you can do to let the rest of it go and give yourself permission to be present in the moment and suck up, take in whatever it is, and be strict with yourself. Give yourself the opportunity for 24-hour breaks from your devices. I guarantee you will thank yourself again and again.
You absolutely will. It's something that I can't stress enough, parents. And, of course, Dr. Swanson writes about this in her book, Mama Doc Medicine, that's published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. And it's a wonderful wealth of information. So look up this book. It's called Mama Doc Medicine by Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. And it's got so much great parenting information and some chapters that will really just make you smile as a parent. So look for those moments, parents. Look for those moments when your children absolutely take your breath away. Aside from those moments when they infuriate you, there are those moments where the rainbows come out and the sun comes out and everything is really wonderful. So that's what we're looking for today. And what a happy, wonderful topic to talk about. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well. We'll be right back.